Each royal court or palace had extensive estates. They served the provision of the king when he was in residence and had to return any remaining surplus to the ruler's household. The royal estate was divided up under the Carolingians into administrative districts, the so-called ministeriales or fisci, which were subject to an administrator, who often came from the regional or local nobility. In his agricultural policy, the Capitul Ari Dovilis, Charlemagne issued detailed regulations on the administration of his estates. So, for example, every royal court should have the following ready for a royal visit: beds, mattresses, feather beds, bedsheets, tablecloths, bench seats, bronze, lead, iron and wooden vessels, coal braziers, chains and all necessary utensils, so that it's not necessary to acquire or borrow them from anywhere else. In the Carolingian period, the royal treasury in Boppard was very comprehensive. The royal court at the exit of Mühltal formed the centre. The estates stretched out over both sides of the Rhine and reached as far as the Hunsrück Mountains. How ownership was structured is unknown. In addition, the medieval sources scarcely mention what life was really like in a palace or a royal court, how many people lived there, which estates belonged to a palace or a royal court, how they were administered. All this is unknown and can only be partially inferred.